It's X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Radio Network. I'm Mike Lissette, filling in for Anthony Bellino on this Thursday morning. A busy Thursday morning because it is day one of Big Ten Media Day. Ohio State and Michigan State going to speak tomorrow. Michigan on the clock today, which means we get to hear for the first time in about a month and a half from Jim Harbaugh. He's on the hot seat. And joining me to talk about that right now is Michigan beat reporter Aaron McMahon from MLive. Aaron, thanks for joining us, first of all. Are you going to get steak at St. Elmo's? That's the most pressing question right out of the chute.
I think it's a shrimp cocktail everyone likes. But, yeah, I'm sure at some point we'll get there this weekend. Absolutely.
You got to do it. I'm upset that we've moved it from Chicago to Indianapolis. But if there is a silver lining, it's that you get that steak.
Absolutely.
So let's go. Hard stuff right away. A lot of people looking at Jim Harbaugh. He's by far the most interesting aspect of Big Ten Media Day this year for so many reasons. So hard question. Is it really put up or shut up for him going into year seven?
It's a complicated question, I think, with a complicated answer. Yes, it is. I think put up or shut up for him. At the same time, I don't think Michigan's ready to necessarily pull the plug on him just yet. Keep in mind, I mean, he just – changed his coaching staff. He just hired a new defensive coordinator. He just extended his offensive coordinator, Josh Gattis, for another year. I genuinely think that, yes, the pressure is on Jim Harbaugh, not only from the fan base, but I do believe there are folks in the administration, including athletic director Ward Emanuel, you know, who wanted to see Jim Harbaugh win and get Michigan the Big Ten title game. But I do think he's got a couple of years. I do think if they stumble this year, they go 7-5, he's going to get another year to kind of build off of that. But after 2022, you know, if they can't get to the mountaintop, so to speak, by the end of next year, I do think you're going to see Jim Harbaugh at some point. Either he's going to move on or Michigan's going to move on from him.
Aaron McMahon entering his fourth season as the beat writer for MLive. One thing that I've gotten to know Harbaugh over the years covering him, this is year four for me too as well, he's stubborn. He is defiant. Yet, and I don't think he'll admit that he's under pressure. He's going to give you the same old coaches speak, blah, 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 blah. But he made a lot of changes to his coaching staff over the offseason. If that's not a sign that this guy's feeling the pressure, I don't know what is.
Not only changes, but he signed an extension, but it was for a significant pay cut. So he knows that he isn't worth what he was, you know, hired back in 2015 to do. But, you know, he realizes, too, that, you know, Michigan is his alma mater. He's won here before. He's played here. He's still beloved largely by the fan base. They haven't given up on him yet. But you're right. I mean, he's got it. He's got to quickly change things. And I think that's why you saw so many drastic changes last year, not only with the defensive staff, but he made some changes in the offensive staff, promoted some folks, shifted some folks around, let some folks go when we weren't necessarily expecting it to happen. So, you know, and this is the first time we've seen this from Jim Harbaugh. He did this a couple of years ago when he made some different hires. He kind of hired Josh Gattis out of the blue when no one expected to. So Jim Harbaugh, this isn't new for him to make a drastic change. The problem is he's got to, you know, get, you know, produce results, and he hasn't really done, you know, that to the level I think the Michigan fan base wants him to.
It's X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. I'm Mike Lissette filling in for Anthony Bellino. He's Aaron McMahon, Michigan beat writer. One thing that I've said to anybody that listens, I'm not a big Jim Harbaugh fan in terms of, like, I wouldn't like to go out and have dinner with him. He just doesn't seem like a fun guy to be around socially. But the guy has won 70% of his games at Michigan. I don't think – it's amazing how that's lost on people. Do you think this pressure is fair, given the fact that, yes, for the most part, he's won?
You know, I think it's fair depending on your expectations. I mean, if you expect Michigan to be a high-caliber program competing for a Big Ten title and a national championship every year – then yeah, I do
but
think
so. But there's only been one national champion, though, right? I mean, and when we, I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I mean, right? Only one national champion. So do you expect him to win every year?
You're right, and not only that, but given the run that Ohio State has been on the last five years of the decade, it's hard to conceive anyone else beating them. So I think Jim Harbaugh has shown up at Michigan, I don't say at the wrong time, but you know, there's a lot of other factors working against him. And so it's one of those situations where it's, if you're a Michigan fan, are you happy with the status quo? And if not, and you have a right to be, you know, folks have called for Harbaugh to move on or Michigan to move on from Harbaugh. If they do decide to do that eventually, who do you get to replace him? And if the person they get, you know, can you guarantee that they're going to produce a better product than Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah.
So it's a complicated question with a complicated answer.
I don't think Michigan fans are going to want some up and coming MAC coach, you know, and then whoever that new coach is, they feel the pressure right away. It may not be. I mean, obviously it's Michigan, but it's a job with a lot of baggage. And I agree with you in terms of who would you get. When it comes to preseason predictions, I've seen it all across the board for Michigan. Some guys have 5 wins. Some guys go 9 wins. I think everybody agrees they're not winning a national championship this year. Where do you see it?
I think a best case scenario for Michigan is probably 7-8 wins. Realistically, I think you're looking at a 6-6 or 7-5 season.
Really?
The schedule is difficult. If you look at the road schedule, they typically don't play well on the road at Wisconsin. They typically don't play well on the road at Penn State. Both those teams are both those games on the road this year. I'm not counting them on them to beat Ohio State. Then you've got the toss up with Michigan State in East Lansing, a game they probably should have won last year in Ann Arbor. You saw what happened; they didn't. And given all the outside noise with the defensive changes and the structure, there's just a lot of unknowns with this team and the quarterback situation. It seems like every year we talk about the quarterback situation in Michigan. You and I have had the conversation now for 5 minutes. We haven't even talked quarterback. They don't know who the starter is going to be.
It's crazy. That's why I said before, Aaron, I mean, Michigan is by far the most interesting team going into media day. You mentioned before, by the way, Aaron McMahon of MLive, possibly having a 6-win season. That's not going to be enough to satisfy the fan base, right? I mean, do you agree with that?
No, you're absolutely right. I don't think it's going to. And I think the fan base at this point is, I want to say, apathetic. They're waiting for results. And until then, you know, I think you're going to continue to hear chirping. You're going to continue to hear criticism because Michigan's got to win at some point. They're waiting on them to win. Now, I do think if they go 6-6 or 7-5, with that record, it all comes with expectations. I think that's where this weekend, Big Ten Media Days, whether if you're Jim Harbaugh, you're the players, you almost in a way have to temper expectations and you know, come out and say, what are your goals this year? What are you looking to accomplish? Because realistically, none of us are expecting them to compete for a Big Ten title or get to the playoff. But you have to show some growth. You have to show a direction, especially with the defense, with a new scheme coming in, new coordinator. There's a lot of unknowns there, a lot of players that will be playing really for the first time, getting a lot of experience. You got to show that arrow going forward that Jim Harbaugh always likes to talk about. And I think that's what this year is really all about.
He's Aaron McMahon from MLive, beat reporter for Michigan, entering his fourth season. When we look at the Michigan fan base that you just mentioned, one of the most telling things that said a lot about where we are as a fan base, we being the Michigan fan base, non-biased, but when Harbaugh said what he said about Bo Schembechler, I was shocked that so many Michigan fans did not come to his defense. One of the things that drives me nuts about sports fan bases in general is if they love a guy, he could kill kittens, and they'd say those kittens had it coming. They did not back Harbaugh with those comments. They were upset. How telling is it for you that a large number of fans are done with this?
Yeah, it's a complicated issue. And I was there when Jim Harbaugh was asked the question. I was there when, you know, he answered. To be honest with you, I was quite surprised he even answered the question. You know, typically the PR folks and folks behind the scenes,
there were none that day.
Yeah, just don't answer the question. Say you don't want to talk about it. And he did. You know, and I think that's telling. That's I'm not necessarily bashing Jim. He's obviously very close to Bo. He considers him a mentor. He was his former coach. But it's a complicated issue. It's one where it's very, you know, I've done stories about it the last month or so for MLive, but it's very much divided the fan base, divided the former players and teams. Because I've talked to players before that say they never saw anything, you know, negative with Bo or Dr. Anderson. Well, I've talked to folks that have said just the opposite. So it's one of those things. If you're Jim Harbaugh, you probably should have distanced yourself from it, not enter the fray. But it is what it is. And I will say this about Jim. He is not, but in the past, since he's got here to Michigan, and even before his time in Michigan, he's never been afraid to give his opinion on a matter, whether it's political, whether it's,
yes,
you know, it's topical, whatever the case may be. If he feels passionate enough about something, he's going to speak out, and he did.
Mike Lissette filling in for Anthony Bellino here on X's and Bros. Aaron McMahon from MLive joining us. Just a couple more questions. We talked about this. One of the big things for me going into this year's media day is, how does Jim Harbaugh now handle this? Because you got to believe that's going to be one of the first questions out of the shoot. In my opinion, he's got one statement. He reads it once. He apologizes. He acknowledges the victims. And he moves forward. No more questions after that. Do you think that's a pretty accurate prediction? Or do you think he goes head first again?
Yeah, it's a good question. I tend to lean toward the first part you said. I think he'll address it once, say I'm done with it, and move on, because otherwise it becomes a distraction.
Yes.
If he doubles down on it and he's going to get follow-up questions, and the whole 60-minute table with reporters is going to burn out. And Jim S. is there for the whole 60 minutes, whether he's talking or not, so it gets a little awkward. So I think he addresses it once and moves on. He's done that in the past on other topics. I don't expect much more about Bo or Dr. Anderson to come out of this weekend.
We've been talking for 10 minutes barely about the football team here. What's the biggest question mark for them going into the year as far as on the field play?
I think a couple things. One, the quarterback situation, who takes the reps, the starter.
Who do you think it's going to be?
It's a good question. I think if I had to put money or bet on it, it'd be Cade McNamara. He came out of the spring as the number one guy in the depth chart. The coaches said so. He started. We saw him a little bit last year. He made one start. He looked good at times. We just didn't see enough of him. But the wild card in the quarterback race, as I wrote this this week on MLive.com, is a graduate transfer from Texas Tech, Alan Bowman. He comes in experienced. He started 3 years at Texas Tech. He put up some big yards in some big games and some big moments. Now, the question there is, does he have enough time to learn the playbook, get acclimated with his teammates and just get going, at the Big Ten level? If not, then I think it's McNamara.
And you're discounting the new guy. You're discounting the hot shot.
J.J. McCarthy's a name that has come up quite a bit. To his defense, he was number two out of spring on the depth chart, so he's clearly moved up a little bit.
You don't think they might be protecting him? Because, I covered Lamar Jackson at Louisville. He didn't get the start right away, but it was obvious he was the most talented guy there. They eased him in, and by the end of the season, he was the man.
Yeah, very well could be. If you look at Jim Harbaugh's track record, wherever he's been, he never, if rarely, if ever, plays a true freshman quarterback. He likes to hide him a little bit, kind of ease him into the college game. So it would not surprise me if that's what he's doing with J.J. McCarthy. Now, that being said, if Michigan's season bombs quickly and they struggle out of the gate and you see play it not work with either McNamara or Bowman, like you saw last year with Joe Milton, it would not surprise me halfway through the season if you see J.J. McCarthy out there just to get some reps. He clearly is the future. Michigan likes what they have in him. Jim Harbaugh likes him. It's just a matter of when, not if he sees the field.
Aaron McMahon on MLive joining us on X's and Bros. I'm Mike Lissette filling in for Anthony Bellino. We know all the questions. We've addressed them. What's going to be something good about this football team this year? What are people going to like?
Well, I think they've got some playmakers. Aiden Hutchinson, the guy who is expected to be a first or second round NFL draft pick next spring. We've seen a lot of him on the field. He didn't play a ton last year, got injured, but he's by all accounts healthy and ready to go. And then you've got some talented guys on the outside, some receivers that have kind of flown under the radar, guys that are fit. They fit Josh Gattis' system of how he wants to play. In year three, I think they're ready to let him go. Obviously, it's going to depend on the quarterback situation, who's throwing the ball. But I think you're going to see the ball thrown around quite a bit. And the running back situation, too, I think Michigan, maybe not this year, but in the near future, they're going to be very good there. They're starting to build depth there. You got Hassan Haskins back, their top guy from last year. Blake Corum's a guy we heard about a ton last year. I expect him to get plenty of reps this year. And then Donovan Edwards, a four-star running back from West Bloomfield, played for Ron Bellamy, who is now on the Michigan coaching staff. He is also considered to be the future of Michigan. So there's a lot of names here that I think Michigan fans are going to hear over the next couple of years. I'm curious to see how much they play this fall and how they look.
And to conclude this interview on a lighthearted note, does Michigan have a chance to beat Ohio State this year?
It's a good question. Probably. I don't think so.
I got a little excited there, but probably not is what you mean.
You always got to leave the window open. I mean, it's football. Anything can happen. I don't think Ohio State is as good as they have been in years past.
Really?
That being said, I do think that they're the runaway Big Ten favorite. I had them number one in my poll. I do think they win. I think they win the East handily. But they just have the superstar playmakers, especially at quarterback. They don't know who their quarterback is at this point. They got some youth and inexperience on the defensive side of the ball. I think they'll be vulnerable. Whether that team that steps in and beats them is Michigan is a different story.
He's Aaron McMahon from MLive. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Have fun in Indianapolis. Get some steak, make Peyton Manning proud. That was his restaurant right there. And enjoy the day and enjoy all the stories that are going to come.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be with you.
Have a good one.